This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The severe storm that's dumped heavy snow along the East Coast is winding down. More than 24 deaths have been blamed on the storm. The severe weather system paralyzed major cities, forcing airports, shops, and museums to close, and choking major roadways. Federal offices in the Washington, D.C. area are closed except for emergency employees. Thousands of people in West Virginia, the Carolinas, Ohio, and Kentucky are without power. Even though the storm has passed, the crisis isn't over. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
There are certain shows of nature that deserve to go down in folklore or family histories. For many residents in many states, the severe weather system that just hit the United States can now be called the Storm of 2003. It has a right to stand out among many others, says Dr. Jim Hoke, a director with the National Weather Service.
Well, this has been a very complex storm system. It actually has some of its roots back in the storm that produced the heavy precipitation and mudslides in the California area nearly a week ago.
And Hoke says as the storm snaked across the nation, it created almost every type of hazardous weather condition that nature can whip up.
Heavy snow, freezing rain, sleet, thunderstorms, hail, tornadoes, and high winds with blizzard conditions. There was also flooding as a result of the heavy precipitation.
Like any storm, this one has a lingering effect long after it has swept through a community or county. In Kentucky, a thick 3/4-inch layer of ice still coats trees and roads in many parts of the state. More than 100,000 homes are without power. Ray Bowman, a spokesman for the Kentucky Office of Emergency Management, says almost half of the counties in Kentucky have declared a state of emergency.
What we're presented with right now is considerable ice damage in some parts of the state and flooding in other parts of the state. And we're dealing with that and with water shortages in some areas, too, where water systems have been impacted not only by the flooding, but in some instances by the loss of power. They don't have power to pump water.
To the north, Ohio is also struggling with the effects of ice and freezing rain. Nancy Dragani, a spokesperson with the Ohio Emergency Management Agency, says in the southern rural part of the state, ice has cut power to more than 50,000 homes.
It's causing trees to collapse under the weight of the ice, bringing down power lines and leaving residents in those areas without power. Not a good situation to be in the middle of the winter.
Dragoni says the situation isn't going to get better anytime soon for people without power.
Our biggest power supplier believes that restoration is projected for Wednesday or Thursday for the vast majority of those customers, so people should have power back up midweek to the latter part of the week.
Dragoni says the ice also makes it difficult for highway crews to move around the countryside, but it's not much easier in the city where heavy snowfall choked the roads and side streets.
We've had a monster snow event here in Philadelphia, almost 19 inches.
Barbara Grant is a communications director with the Philadelphia mayor's office. She says the snow may have stopped falling there, but it will take a huge effort to get it off the streets.
There's so much snow on the ground that it's not enough to simply plow the streets and push the snow to the side. We literally have to lift the snow up off the ground and put it somewhere. At this point, we're putting snow in some places in our city park, Fairmont Park. We're putting snow out at the old Naval Yard at an abandoned airstrip. We're dumping snow in both of our rivers. So it's a pretty massive operation.
Grant says that Philadelphia schools will remain shut today. She says the mayor's office has asked people to take public transportation to work and that they look out for their neighbors who may be without food or power.
Because of the combination of the snow and the cold, we're opening up all of our shelters, literally even forcibly taking people off the street if they don't want to come in voluntarily to get shelter, to make sure that we don't have snow-related deaths.
Grant says it may take 2 to 3 days to dig out from this snowstorm, the storm of 2003. Jackie Northam, NPR News.